later use, and then use the one that I make. Let that sit for like, let that dough rest for like 15. Excuse me. That's some cauliflower I was munching on earlier. I'm beginning to sound like Big Fatty. Oh my God. Somebody call the police.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm beginning to sound like Big Fatty. Oh my God.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3076 of the BFO for Monday, the 25th of November, 2019, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. Big Fatty, I did not hear the Danbury's. Well, that's because you're still drunk from drinking wine all weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well, y'all. As you hear with the music, y'all, we are, y'all, even the Danbury's will be getting in the crema spirit this week. Yes, Big Fatty, about damn time. But, y'all, we are in the full crema spirit, Big Fatty. Well, that generally means that the clock is ticking. Oh, Big Fatty, I just say the time's getting away from us. Y'all, can you believe it's just 1 month? 1 month until crema, and I know many of you may have already finished your crema shopping, and then there are others that are just now going, oh, we're going to have crema this year. But y'all, I will say this, since I am not going to Atlanta for crema, and I'm going over in early December, y'all, I'm kind of looking forward to crema, and y'all, I'm not going to be under stress and strain, Big Fatty, except when you're dropping a coil.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Today, the 25th of November, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person many, many times, and I believe most of those times have been at the Hatlanta crema dinner that Big Fatty has with listeners and fellow podcasters. Y'all, that's coming up next month on the evening of Tuesday, the 10th of December. And y'all, we always have it at the Colon Aid. Yes, Big Fatty, we love the Colon Aid. It's kind of like a dinner of laxatives. Well, okay. And this person always gets the turkey and dressing. Big Fatty, you can't go wrong with old Tom Turkey. Well, that's true. And y'all, not only not only is this person, well, he used to be a podcaster, y'all, and he used to do one little show a year, and y'all, I think he's even given up that now. But y'all, he is the number one fan of the BFO for 2019. Oh, Big Betty, it's a royal birthday. It's true. Y'all, it is none other than Terminally Single Tim and the Babies of all. Oh, Big Betty, we love Terminally Single Tim and are scared to death of the Babies of. Well, anyway, but y'all, Tim is, I almost called him Tom. Big Betty is Tom Turkey, not Tim Turkey. Okay, but anyway, y'all, Tim is just one of the nicest people that you'll ever meet. And y'all, if you want to meet him and you want to go to that Crema Dinner on the 10th, y'all get in touch with Big Fatty or the George in Atlanta. You know, he kind of herds up the corrals up the group and everything. But y'all, there's plenty of time. So y'all, if you see Terminally Single Tim, that number one fan of the BFO this year, it's true, on the 20 or the face, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday!
So y'all, it has been one heck of a weekend. Let me just tell you, y'all, last time I talked to you was Thursday evening, and y'all, Thursday, you know, I was supposed to get my adjustable bed frame on Thursday for the love change, and y'all, it got all messed up. And so anyway, that got scheduled for Saturday, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. But y'all, Thursday evening, I had did my nipple walks and everything. It's quite a quiet evening, I guess you could say. And y'all, I started getting ready for the carpet installation, which y'all, I was told would be on Saturday. And so y'all, all the furniture had to be out of the rooms, and you know, they were going to move some of the furniture, but I needed to take like the drawers out of it and things like that and all. And y'all, there was a whole list of rules that you had to follow and all this kind of stuff. And so y'all, I started taking all the drawers out of, you know, I had to clean out the guest room of the studio here and the love chamber, as well as the Big Fatty's the closets in each of those rooms. And
yes, Big Fatty, that one in the love chamber is full of all that vulgar, the special chaya and all.
Well, there is, yes. So y'all, I started doing some of that on Thursday evening, and y'all, I just kind of moved the things into the dining room here at the villa. And y'all, I didn't do a whole lot, but y'all got up for right morning, and y'all, I had to do some running around. Y'all, first of all, I did my nipple walk, and then I went to the Total Wine and got me some of that good Pita G tonic water.
Big Fatty, that's hard to find, especially in those larger bottles like Pita G sent you. It's true. And y'all, then I picked up another bottle of Tanqueray 10, Big Fatty. And y'all, Nick
has started enjoying the Tanqueray 10, so that's going to be high on the purchase list.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Anyway, and y'all, then what else did I do after that? Big Fatty, we don't know. What did you do? There was another stop I had to make, and I don't remember what it was right now. No, it was that. It was the there. Oh, and y'all, I had to go by the Mattress Firm store. What had messed up the original delivery is that my friend had decided that I needed to have a mattress cover, not a mattress pad, but a cover.
Yes, Big Fatty, so that when you soil the bed, it doesn't soak through to the mattress.
Well, that's the way he put it. So, y'all, I went by there. He had arranged. That was supposed to be delivered, and anyway, that's what screwed everything up. So I went by and picked up the mattress cover and did that. Y'all, then I came back here to the villa, and I started working with diligence.
Yes, Big Fatty,
cleaning out the three rooms, and y'all, then after work, I had told Nick that I needed his help, because y'all, there were just parts of this I couldn't do by myself.
Yes, Big Fatty, he's got a good back.
And so he came over, and I fed him supper.
Big Fatty, you went out and got supper.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to kill him. And then we worked on finishing everything up, getting everything ready for the next day. And then we had a couple of cocktails, and then he headed on home. And y'all, I slept just fine. Y'all, that Whitman Tinker hasn't been by to visit in a while.
No, Big Fatty, but he was bitching about you misnumbering some episodes.
Y'all, and I still don't. I've got to look at it when I sign in to post the little show. But y'all, I don't know what he's talking about. But anyway, y'all I was told Friday evening that I would. They would be calling me before 8:30 a.m. in the morning to let me know what time the installers would be here. And y'all, then I had gotten another message saying that my mattress base would be delivered between 5:15 p.m. and 7:15 p.m. in the evening. And so I was glad to get that message also. And y'all, then about to got up Saturday morning and stripped the bed, and you know, cause you know you can't have your soiled linens on the beds when the carpet people come.
No, Big Fatty, nobody wants to smell that.
But anyway, so y'all got up and had my coffee and watching some TV, and y'all about 9:15, I still hadn't heard anything, and so y'all, I called the number they had given me, and I got a mechanical. And y'all, just a few minutes later, the lady at the place called me. She says, I was speaking to your installer when you called, and they will be there around 10:30 a.m. in the morning. I said, that'll be lovely. And y'all, they got here. It was two. I don't know. I would guess that they are in their 30s. Mexican, of Mexican descent, and y'all, but they were just as nice as they could be. Y'all, they started out and they moved all the furniture out of all three rooms. Y'all, they moved the love chamber furniture into Big Fatty's toilet room. Or most of it anyway, and they put the mattresses from both rooms in the kitchen, and they moved all the stuff from the guest room and from the studio. They moved all of it into the middle of the living room. Y'all, the place was an absolute disaster area, and I had put everything else in the dining room. And y'all, it was just—I couldn't figure out how they were going to do it. But y'all, they—and the guy says, you know, I've been doing this for 10 years. This is a piece of cake. And I went, thank you for calling, Big Fatty. Did you say cake? Well, I think that was a figure of speech.
Oh yes, we love a cake figure.
So y'all, they started about 10:30 a.m. in the morning. They started out by ripping up the old. Well, they moved. Moved all the furniture, then they ripped up all the old carpeting, and then they scraped up the old padding, And y'all, I was told that my foundation was in good shape. Beef, Fatty? And they're not talking about the roast beef, that's for sure. No, not the roast beef. But y'all, the guy says, I would guess that this house was only built a couple of years ago based on your foundation. I went, well, thank you for calling. And so anyway, y'all, they ripped all that all up. And y'all, then they came in and they put down the new padding. And then y'all, they rolled the carpet out onto the street out in front of the villa, and y'all, they took their measurements and then they went out and they cut the roll of carpeting into the size pieces that they would need for each of the rooms, and then they carried those in, and then they began putting them in place and cutting them to the right sizes and, you know, getting it up under the baseboards and all that kind of stuff. And y'all, then they did, you know, they whack-emed up everything and all, and put all the furniture back where it needed to go. And y'all, it was probably about 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon that they were finished. And y'all, they were just as nice as they could be, and off they went, and, you know, y'all, they're all worried about filling out the survey. You know, they're all looking for the number one ranking on the survey, and y'all, after they were finished, I started putting things, you know, slowly beginning to put things back where they belonged, and Nick sends me a testimonial and wanting to know how the carpeting is going. I said, it's done. And he says, well, I'm going to grab a shear and drop a coil, and then I'll be over if that's okay. I said, yes. And, so y'all, he came over and he helped me start putting things back where they belong. And, y'all, then got a call from the mattress folks about quarter till five, saying, hey, we're running a little ahead of schedule, just wanted to see if you were going to be home. And I said, yes. And so, y'all, they came and took care of all of that. And everything's just lovely. And y'all, then I grabbed a shear after all that was done, and we were off. We were off to the Dudley Do-Rights. Granny and Durwood and Nick and I were there, and a couple of other of our friends were there also. And y'all, it was a little chilly, so we sat inside. And y'all, then they started playing the music real loud, so we had to go sit back in the back so we could hear each other talk. And y'all, we just had a lovely evening. Y'all, we were there by about 7 p.m. in the evening, and y'all, I think we left at 9:30. It was before the second drag show at 10 p.m. in the evening anyway. And y'all, it was just a very productive day. Y'all, and the carpeting just looks just lovely. We're going to have to plane down the bottom of some of the doors, because the carpeting is so plush. Yes, Big Fanny, go ahead. Toot your horn. And y'all, then Sunday, I got up and did my nipple walk. And y'all, then I've got my shower and everything. Y'all, I've got an old friend, an old coal miner, stopping by here in a little while. And that pretty much was my weekend. Oh, Nick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, later Sunday evening, I'll be recording that Survivors Ready with Sam in the Hinterlands and with the Faye Driver and old Crooked Hat. Y'all, Sam in the Hinterlands was participating in a little slip and slide in her jalopy. Because, y'all, it was snowing, and, y'all, it's going to be 70-something degrees here this week. Yeah, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Laughing Buddha from the Scooter Diaries. And, Mark, what's the worst thing people could say about you?
I'm beginning to sound like Big Fatty. Oh my God.
Oh, Big Fatty. Well, only when he's in the toilet, maybe.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.